Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of the Becoming Her podcast. I am your host, Kaylee. I didn't have an episode last week. We had a busy week with doctor's appointments and honestly up and downs with emotions and feelings and time and all of the things. So I took a break last week just because of all of the things. But if you're friends with me on Facebook, you know that we got a good report from Donovan's doctor. He's almost in complete remission, which is amazing. It's what we prayed for. It's what we believed God for. And we are so excited and we are just thankful. Just thankful. There's no other way to say that. God just... I just keep thinking of that song that, like, I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. We sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. And there's still some things that have to be done. And I won't go into detail about that on here because it's not what today's episode is about. But we're just super thankful and grateful and excited that we are almost done with this journey. So God gets all of the glory. I wanted to talk to you guys. Oh, let me go back. So also, you have just me on here today, if you haven't noticed. It is, again, very difficult to find people to be on here. And I'm honest, I have not been the most organized, you know, that's all a part of the journey to become her. But anyways, here we are. I am trying to get some things set up to record a whole bunch of episodes with several different people in one day so that I can just push them out instead of doing this every week because I find myself procrastinating is probably the best word. So, but anyways, I want to talk to you guys today about something that's just been on my heart a little bit the past few days. I don't even really know where to start with it, so this may sound like word salad, and if it does, I apologize, but I want to talk about being discontent. So I was super frustrated this morning because I woke up at the crack of dawn and I went to work, and that just frustrated me today because I was tired, and Thursdays are a stressful day at work anyway because it's my last day in the office before the weekend because I work from home on Fridays, and Thursdays are just a lot. I have things that I do after work with my family that I know I have to get done. Thursdays are the days that I record the podcast a lot of times. And so I woke up this morning. One, I was tired. Two, I was frustrated that I opened my eyeballs and immediately had to head to work. And three, I was premeditating on all of the things that I had to get done today. I just knew today was going to be a long day. And I wasn't wrong. So you guys are hearing this the day after I recorded it. So, but anyways, leading up until that point, this whole week, I have just been thinking about being discontent. And if I'm honest, there's a lot of things in my life that I am discontent with. I'm not content with having to budget. I just want to spend money the way that I want to. I am not content with my work hours. I wish I could go in later and get off earlier. I'm not content a lot of times with my marriage. I'm not content with things that are going on ministry-wise. I am frustrated that I don't own the house that I live in. The list could just go on and on. Maybe I'm the only one who feels the way that I feel, but I don't think that I am. And so I was just spending time with the Lord today, and I was asking God, like, where does this discontentment come from? Because I'm in general, like, happy, you know? I feel like I'm generally happy. I smile a lot. I like to laugh and giggle and have a good time. But there's some discontent that I have in my life. And so I asked the Lord, like, where does this come from? And I don't all the way know where it comes from. But I looked this up earlier, and this said that the English word content comes from the Greek word that means sufficient. And so there are just, I guess, in a maybe a different way of wording it, is that there are things in my life that don't feel sufficient or don't feel good enough. And the more I think about it, I think that comes from a place of not having intentionality with the Lord. Maybe I'm the only one who doesn't wake up in the morning and reach for their Bible. But I, just to be fully honest here, you know, this is the Becoming Her podcast. We talk about the seasons that we're in, where God is shaping us and changing us into who He wants us to be. And I 100% believe that God desires us to be someone who hungers for His Word and His presence. But I'm honest in saying that I don't always hunger for the Word of God. I will pick up my Bible and look up verses when I think of them or when I need to pull them out. Like, I have verses that I'm going to read for this episode. But in general, I don't just wake up and hunger for the Word of God. Like, I wake up and I hunger for breakfast, you know, pancakes, oatmeal, whatever. But I don't wake up and just hunger for the Word of God. In full disclosure, I can't remember when the last time was that I picked my Bible up just to read it. That probably sounds terrible, but I can't remember. I do remember that it was in a season of leaning into the Lord deeper because we were really, really struggling with Donovan's diagnosis. And that brings me to another thing that the Lord has been dealing with my heart about this week is not forgetting the lessons that we learn when things are difficult. So when Donovan got diagnosed with lymphoma, first I made the mistake of just thinking, oh, it's God's desire to heal Donovan and He's willing to heal Donovan, so it's just going to happen. And I didn't press into that with prayer. I didn't press into that with my faith. I was just like, oh yeah, this is going to work out. And then when we got his scan results back and we realized that not only did the treatment not work, that the lymphoma had grown and spread into another area, we were just, I had to go to a place where I was like, okay, I'm really going to have to press into this. It is the desire of the Lord to heal Donovan, and He is willing to heal Donovan. But I have to actually ask. Scripture says you have not because you ask not, right? And I had to actually press into the Lord and say, God, I had to cultivate faith, basically. And I had to press into the Lord and say, God, I want You to heal Donovan. And in doing that, y'all know, if you listen to me long enough, y'all know that I like Taylor Swift. And pressing into the Lord, I didn't listen to Taylor Swift. I didn't listen to any secular music. I watched a ton of sermons on YouTube, you know, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So I had to physically hear the Word of God. And I wanted to read the Bible because I wanted to study Scripture and I wanted to know it and I wanted to understand things. And then it seems like the further we got into an answer or a resolution or healing, the less I spent time in my Word, the less I spent time watching those sermons on YouTube, the less I spent time in worship, the less I did all of these things. And I heard the Lord say to me the other day, like, Kaylee, don't forget the lessons that you learned in a hard season. Those were not lessons to just, you do these things and then you move on from doing these things when the Lord answers your prayer. The Lord was really challenging my heart to cultivate faith into a lifestyle. And so I think that a lot of the frustrations I have come from my lack of cultivating faith into a lifestyle. And so anyways, I wanted to talk about that. Maybe I'm the only person who struggles with that, but I think probably not. And so I found this scripture first I want to go back. As believers, as not even as believers, I think as people, we always want more. We want more money. We want more cars. We want a nicer house or a nicer car. We want better behaved children, or the list goes on and on. We just, I think our culture, I think our culture shows us that we should want more. We, you know, we have this thing called social media, and all over social media are people posting about their perfect marriages. And I can remember this girl used to pop up on my For You page on TikTok, and she was like the definition of a Pinterest mom. Like, whatever you think of when you think of a Pinterest mom, it was this girl. She would always say, she would start her videos and say, "Let's make lunch for Adeline." And she always had little cutouts. Like, she, for springtime, she would cut her kid sandwiches out in flowers and put little flower pins in them. And she would cut out cucumbers in the shape of flowers, and just really has a genuine love for her children. But she is the definition of what I would say is like a Pinterest mom. And that's 100% fine that she does that. But it could make some people look at how they prepare their children's lunch and say, "Oh, am I doing it wrong?" Or you see people posting photos of their house, and then you're like, "Oh, well, my house doesn't look like that. It needs all of this work," and yada, yada, yada. And you're like, "Well, I'm doing it. Am I doing it wrong?" And you see people posting photos of their spouses and how much they feel loved by their spouse, and you're like, "Oh, dang, my relationship with my person doesn't look like that. Am I doing marriage wrong? Am I doing money wrong?" And you just have all of these seeds of comparison. So I think that, one, discontent comes from a lack of intentionality in your relationship with the Lord. But I also think it comes from just our culture. Our culture is screaming to do, do, do. And we are supposed to be, I think, countercultural and live a life according to Jesus. And Jesus didn't move at this high-speed pace and have all of the nicest things. And, I mean, he didn't even have a place to call his own home, you know? And so I think that this lack of comfort or lack of sufficiency or feeling like our life isn't good enough comes from those two things. And so then we find ourselves chasing those things. Well, how can I feel more comfortable? I have to make more money to buy this house. I have to make more money to buy this car. I'm going to send my dog to training school because he's not as behaved as the other dogs at the park. I have to do this for my children so that they fit in. My kids want to play these sports, so I got to make sure they're able to do that. My kids want to have these shoes, so I got to make sure they have that. And then we just find ourselves chasing after things, at least I do, that can make our life easier so that we can find contentment instead of chasing after the Lord, who is the one who gives us the contentment in the first place. And so, anyways, I found this scripture. It's Ecclesiastes 6:9. And it says, "Being satisfied with what you have is better than always wanting more." That wanting more doesn't have any meaning either. It's like chasing the wind. And I think that that is so relevant, because I do feel like chasing more and more and trying to do more and be more and have more and go to more places, at the end of the day, those things are not fulfilling. So I can remember living in a 2-bedroom apartment, and I just thought, well, whenever I have a house, I won't be so frustrated. And I can remember having a crappy car, literally like a car that would break down on the side of the road all the time. And I would think, well, if I had a nicer car, then things would be better. And then I thought, well, we don't have any kids. Maybe if we have kids, this will be better. Or I really wanted a dog. I thought, maybe if I have a dog, this will be better. And I found myself, oh, I want to add this too. I think when Donovan and I first got married, we literally did not have any money. Literally $0. And I was having to, I can distinctly remember choosing one night. It was a Wednesday night. Donovan was a youth leader. And we had church. But we only had $5 and my gas tank was on empty. And we had a choice. We could choose to drive our car to Kroger and get ramen so we could eat something for dinner. Or we could choose to put $5 in the gas tank and go to church. Just to put into perspective, like, we literally had $0. Because, I mean, I wasn't, the reasons why we didn't have any money goes on, but we just didn't have any money. And so there was a time in my life where I thought, oh, well, if I have more money, then this will be better and I can do some of the things I want to do and I won't have to struggle to buy groceries and all of these things. And now I don't own this house, but I live in a 3-bedroom house. And I'm frustrated because I don't own the house that I live in. And I have a dog, but I'm frustrated because I don't have kids. I got kids. We had two little boys living with us at one point, and I was frustrated because they didn't listen as well as I felt like they should have. And then, you know, Donovan makes money doing music now, and I have money to buy some of the things that I couldn't afford the first 2 years of marriage. But now it's like, I want more things. I have a Camry. I had a crappy car. And then I bought a Camry. And now I'm like, Donovan, I want a Pathfinder. Why do I want a Pathfinder? Because they're nice, you know? But there was a time in my life where I was just, I think sometimes we just want the next best thing. Instead, and not that having a Pathfinder is a bad thing, not that owning your house is a bad thing, like those, not that having kids is a bad thing or getting a dog is a bad thing. None of those things are bad. Those are all blessings that the Lord has given me, and I am so thankful for them. But I think that we make the mistake of just wanting more and more and more while consecutively not pressing in to get more of Jesus. And there's other scripture that says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of these things will be added to you. And I'm honest, I think that a lot of the reason that I have a lot of the things that I have now, that we were able to even rent this house and we were able to even buy my Camry several years ago and we were able to even, you know, do some of the things that we're able to do is because Donovan, who is a leader, was leader in our home, is seeking first the kingdom of God, and God is adding things to our life. It's such a, so sweet that God loves us so much, but we're just so discontent in his love. And the Lord is just really dealing with my heart about that the past week or so. And there was another scripture I wanted to share too. I think it was in Timothy, but I can't find it. Let me see if I can find it. I wanted to share this verse too. This isn't in Timothy, but it says, just as death, it's Proverbs 27:20, and it says, just as death and destruction are never satisfied, so human desire is never satisfied. And I believe as people, we have got to figure out, there's other scripture in the New Testament that says, whip your body into shape and make it a slave. I think that as people, we have to figure out how to bring the things that we want to the feet of Jesus and say, okay, God, these are the things that I want. These are the things that I desire. How can I bring that under the authority of what you've called me to do and under the authority of what you've called me to have? I'm honest, I probably won't find that scripture from Timothy. Maybe I'll find it eventually. But as I was kind of researching to do this podcast, and I'm going to wrap up because I've been talking for 20 minutes and it's just me on here. So You know, they say women say 20,000 words a day or something. I think I say more than that. I could probably talk for 2 hours on this podcast because I sat in my office all day today without a lot of human interaction. I got a lot to say. But I'll spare you and I'll wrap it up. But one thing that I found as I was kind of studying for this podcast is a book called Holy Discontentment. And I didn't obviously read the book because I'm a procrastinator, right? So I was just researching all of the things for this podcast a few minutes before I recorded it. But I found this book called Holy Discontentment, and I was reading the synopsis of it. It basically was talking about how God does call us to be a level of discontent, not with the things that are happening in our life. God wants us to be content with the things that are happening in our life. I think of the story when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were getting ready to be thrown into the fiery furnace for not worshiping King Nebuchadnezzar's statue. And he said, if y'all don't worship the statue, I'm going to throw you into this, like, into this fiery furnace. And the Hebrew boys said, our God can save us from this fiery furnace that you are going to throw us into. But even if he does not, we will not worship this statue. We will not worship any God other than God, the God that created the universe. And I think that that's the point where God wants us to get to in our life. Like, God can give us the money to buy nice cars and nice houses and Jordans for our kids and all of the things. God is able to do those things. God is able to cure infertility. God is able to bring us husbands and the desires of our heart. God is able to restore our marriages. God is able to do anything that he wants. But if he chooses not to, can we still be content with him? And I don't know, but sometimes I think that some people's answer would be no. I know that there was a season in my life where I was just not content with the Lord in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I wasn't content with the Lord. I go to therapy every other week, sometimes every 3 weeks or something. It just depends on when I can go. But I go to therapy, and we were talking about on Monday the need that I have to control. I hate situations that I cannot be in control of. Not that I'm a control freak, because I am, like, essentially laid back about a lot of things, but I hate situations arising that I do not have control over. I hate it. Whenever something unexpected happens, it literally drives me insane. It drives me nuts. And so I struggle with that. And there was a season in my life whenever things were very out of control, and it definitely affected my relationship with the Lord. And you can probably go back and listen to previous episodes if you want to hear a little more about that. And I'll share more about it as time goes on, because I don't even know that I've shared all of the things. But I think that discontentment affects our relationship with the Lord. Likewise, contentment comes from the Lord. So, I mean, the two go hand in hand. But I was reading about this idea of holy contentment, and it talks about people in the Bible who had, like, a holy contentment, or a holy discontentment, sorry. Jesus was discontent with people's sin. He was discontent with their illnesses. He was discontent with all of the things that were outside of God's will, but he was 100% content with dying on the cross. And so I think that there's a place that we have to get to as believers where we're discontent with things that don't bring God glory. We're discontent with some of the music we listen to, or maybe we're discontent with how we spend money because it's not what God, how he wants us to spend our money. Or maybe we're discontent with all of the homeless people or all of the hungry people, or we're discontent with how we, you know, maybe God is stirring up a holy discontentment for how we spend our time, how we spend our resources. I do. I think that there's a holy discontentment that us as believers have to get to, because I think in that holy discontentment, you find character building. And I think in that as well, you find a closeness with the Lord. I was wholly discontent. So going back to Donovan having lymphoma, I had a holy discontentment for Donovan's illness. I believe that God wanted to heal him. I believe that God wants us to be healthy. And I had a holy discontentment for unhealthy running rampant in my home. And that holy discontentment led me straight to the heart of God. And I learned a lot of really good lessons. So, anyways, I said I was going to wrap up. We have this, like, joke at church where my uncle, he's our pastor, he says he's closing, like, 6 times before he actually closes his sermon. And low-key, I may be more like him in that than I'm willing to admit. But I am. I'm going to wrap up. I wanted to talk about all of the things. I wanted to talk about discontentment and holy discontentment, and where we can find Jesus in our discontentment, and even where we can improve our discontentment as we get closer to God. As, like I said earlier, this is the Becoming Her podcast, and we're all on a journey to become exactly who God has created us to be. And I pray for myself, and I pray for you guys, that he will make us to be not just more like him, but more content in the things that he's already giving us, and more wholly discontent with the things that we're up against as we live in this world, because truly we are in this world and not of it. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you guys for listening. As always, like, share, rate the podcast, leave a comment, leave a review, all of the things, and I'll see y'all next time. Have a good day.